Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Matt. It's great to be back again.
You know, I know during our last podcast, we took a look back at 2010 and discussed some of the largest vulnerabilities and other news that made security headlines. And I wanted to get your thoughts on the coming year, 2011, to get you to maybe predict what you think might be some of the top threats or platforms that might be attacked. And I know I was reading somewhere where ESET's predicting that the number of malicious samples, botnets, if you will exceed 50 million by the end of the year. Can you tell us a little bit about botnets continuing to be a major problem?
Well, botnets are a very, very efficient tool for the bad guys. It distributes computing power. Instead of me trying to do everything on my computer, if I can control 50,000 or 100,000 or half a million computers and let them do my bidding, it's really efficient. I don't have to pay for the energy for all those computers. And with automation, which computers are awesome at, I can control all of these computers to do my bidding. Right. And oftentimes that bidding is sending spam, distributed denial of service attacks, can even be, you know, cracking passwords, cracking CAPTCHAs. There's a variety of uses for botnets. So, you know, a lot of what we see isn't a brand new botnet. What we see is obfuscation, you know, techniques used to make the same sample look different. And it is a new sample, but the bad guys are constantly trying to avoid detection. And so they change their code very rapidly, even to the point where they write programs that automatically change the code for them.
Interesting. So it's that really that number of unique malicious known samples that's going to really start to exceed 50 million.
Right. There will be some new ones in there, probably tens of thousands of new ones. But when you get up into the 50 millions, we're talking millions upon millions of variations on existing samples.
Now, what about, you know, over the past year, obviously the iPhone continued to increase in popularity, but we also had new devices like the Android become extremely popular over the past year. Do you think we're going to start to see mobile threats increase? I know the research firm Enterprise Strategy Group was saying that more than 75% of employees use their mobile devices for day-to-day productivity. Do you think we're going to see that platform come under more attack?
We'll definitely see more attacks on mobile devices. They're getting used more and more for e-commerce. And the bad guys follow the money. They know where the money's at. So far, the new threats that we've seen against Android predominantly have been SMS Trojans, where it'll automatically make the phone call a premium rate SMS number. And oftentimes that's actually in Russia. And some of the mitigations against that actually have to do with the telephone companies monitoring and allowing you to prevent your phone from calling a premium rate number. But the Android is just ripe for attack. We're talking a very powerful computer and operating system with minimal security precautions. And if you want to install a firewall on this 1 gigahertz computer, you have to root it. I mean, by default, it does not have basic security. And the iPhone doesn't either. However, if you don't jailbreak your iPhone, there is a limitation on what applications you can install, and they're vetted by Apple.
Right.
It isn't perfect, but Apple does a pretty darn good job overall. So from a security standpoint, I think the iPhone's somewhat boring. It's a nifty piece of technology that does amazing things. But from a security perspective, yeah, we'll see some attacks, but not many. Android, I think, will eventually, and perhaps in 2011, surpass Symbian as the platform with the most mobile malware.
So how important will it be then for people to have some sort of protection on that device? I know on my Android, I downloaded a free solution that scans every app before it's actually downloaded to the phone. Do you think this will be increasingly important in 2011?
You know, that's a difficult one to call. I tend to think it will be important, but the gotcha there is that the telecom companies can do things to increase security.
Right.
And depending on what steps they may or may not take, it could drastically change the landscape. For example, if you buy an Android-based phone from AT&T and use their service, you're limited to the Android market, which means you won't have access to a lot of the Wild West applications, such as the porn applications that are out there for Android. It's hard to say what's going to happen going forward with other providers. If malicious software on the Android becomes a very significant problem, other providers might take the same approach where you can only install marketplace apps. However, they might also leave it up to the users to get protection. And, you know, I don't think it's too paranoid to have a security solution on your smartphone.
Now, what about, we obviously saw when the iPad launched this past year, I mean, 75 million sold, right? Right. Mm-hmm. You know, in the short term that it came out, do you think that these tablets are going to start taking the place of laptops, and will we start to see more malware develop specifically for those type of platforms?
You know, the tablets already have taken the place of some laptops. I don't think they're going to eradicate laptops. They have some limitations, but the easiest attack really are social engineering attacks.
Right.
So we're going to see a lot more development in social engineering type attacks, phishing attacks, breach of confidence attacks. You know, if I can hijack your email account and send an email, which you can read on an iPad, to your friends, they're going to think it was you, not me, that sent it. And so, you know, those are the kinds of attacks that will be the most pernicious. But yeah, we probably will also see some malware developed. It's a little bit more difficult because these devices are less functional than a full-blown computer, but they still have enough power to support malicious applications.
Do you think user education is getting any better? And do you think in 2011 that users will become more aware of these type of problems, or will it still take years, if ever, for users to really get it?
I think more users will be more educated in 2011. The nice thing about the pervasiveness of these computing devices is that we're approaching saturation. It's still a long ways off, but the lower the number of new users that we add each year, the higher the ratio of existing users that become educated we get. And so, you know, we might actually be at a turning point where we're getting to have more users get educated than brand new uneducated users coming online for the first time. Education, I think, is improving. It's going to be a long, long time before we have a serious dent, though. And it's really going to be when we've got quality education with respect to computer security in the public school system, which I got an email today on the AskESET at ESET.com account from a teacher in the UK whose third grade class has a project to learn more about computer security. And it was just thrilling to get these questions from the elementary school kids and see them take an interest in learning more about computer security.
Absolutely. That's great. Any other predictions for the year?
Yeah, the people that don't figure out how to keep their software up to date are going to get hammered by drive-by downloads. And, you know, we've mentioned it before, but it's worth saying again. You know, your home user can go to www.secunia.com and download their personal software inspector and find out what programs need to be patched. It is probably the most significant thing you can do to improve your security is to keep your programs up to date.
Great. Well, Randy, as always, great advice. If you have any questions for Randy, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. This is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.